I actually always feel that this topic, it puts you like in one of two like weird positions. It's like, what do you like talk about, like how drinking is such a good thing, is drinking a terrible thing? But then the other side is like, well, you come out against drinking, drinking's not so bad. It always puts you in a weird spot. But I actually don't feel like that, because it's the one scenario where the halacha talks about it, and actually a very explicit way. You do a lot of back and forth, which actually I think tells us a lot about how Chazal look at drinking in general, and how they look at it specifically on Purim, which are sometimes the same and sometimes very different, depending on who you talk about. But I think what really, you know, my goal more is to talk about more what this is really about hashkafically. You know, whatever a person does, and we'll talk about that in a second. But what it's supposed to mean, and what's the idea really here. So let's just take. There's one Gemara that tells this whole story. The Gemara says like this: Amar Rav Mechayv Nirshin B'Suba B'Puria. Rabbi says a person is required, the besume will translate, what besume means, to get drunk. Okay? Am Purim, Adlu Yadav in Ar Hamlin Baruch Mordechai, until they don't know the difference between cursing Haman and blessed is Mordechai. Okay? And the Gemara, after telling me that halacha, or presumably it's a halacha from Rabbi, tells a story. Rabbi Reb Zera, Avdu Sudas Per Mahadi Hagadi. So Rav and Zera, so they got together and they made a Perm Suda together. They invited each other, one invited the other one over. Okay. Ifsum. So they did exactly what Rav told them to do. And they got drunk. Kam Rabba Shachti the Rabbi Zera. So Rabba got up and he
killed him.
He kills Rabbi Zera. Lamachar by Rachme Vachi. And the next day, what did he do? He davens to Ribon Sholem and he uses his powers of Nisim to bring him back to life. Okay, so he killed him, and now he brings him back to life. Okay, Lashana. So the next year, he says to him, Lashana Amalei Nasi Marvin Navid Sudas Per Mahadi Adali. He says, you want to do it again? And we just started the story. We started with source number one. Okay, that Rabbah tells us that we have to get drunk on Purim, so we don't have the difference between Arham and Mordechai. Then we tell the story of Rabbah and Zera, who have Sudas Purim together, and they got so drunk that Rabbah got up and killed Rabbi Zera. And then he brought him back to life. So next year, Rabbah says to Rabbi Zera, you want to do it again? You want? I'm not sure why he thought he would say yes. Amar lei, lo b'chol shaita v'shaita misrachash nisa. Nisim happen once, they usually don't happen twice. So he says, no thank you, I'm not going to do that. Okay? If I would stop and we would not read any of the Rishonim, what would you tell me the halacha is? You have a halacha, and then you have a story.
Not to do it.
Not to do it. So, meaning, why does it mean not to do it? What do you mean? That the purpose of telling me the story is to tell me
it's dangerous.
That this is dangerous. Okay, does that mean that you shouldn't do it? I'm asking questions. That's not a leading question. So one possibility is to say that halacha is still the halacha, but you should just be more careful because someone could die. Okay, it's dangerous to drink. What's another possibility?
You have to drink even if you get to the point where...
Yeah, that's sorry. Like, this, you got to be careful because this is your responsibility. You get this. Yeah, I guess.
You would think the Rebbe would say, maybe I shouldn't, but he's willing to do it again.
Rebbe is like happy to do it again. That's another holler. Right, it's a good point. Like, meaning, if... Because what's the other possibility? That this story comes to teach me that Rebbe's wrong. Now look what happened. Like, this is a disaster. You know, you can't do this. This is crazy. Look what happens when you let things go. That's nuts. But you're right. But Rabbi tells Rabbi Chia, like, maybe let's do it again. So presumably, he didn't think, right, that this story tells me to change the halacha.
Fool me once.
What?
Fool me once.
Fool me once. Fine. Fine. So, fine. So there's actually a big discussion that you're showing him. What exactly we're supposed to learn from this halacha. Right, because Rava says mechayev inish lebesume. Right, mechayev is the language of
must
tachiyev. Right, you have to. Sounds like it's something a person has to do. So let's skip number source number two. Go to source number three. So source number three is the Marasha. The Marasha in the Chidushi Agados in the back of the Gemara. So the Marasha always explains right agaritas, these stories that happen. What happens in the story? So he says like this: Davar tamuahu. This is a little bit crazy. The farsho kipashte, to explain this story as it seems to be described is crazy. Right? It's very strange. Venira, and so what really happened? It doesn't mean that he got up and he took a knife and he murdered him, but rather it's like he shechted him. Why? Right? He forced him to drink, right? Too much. Right? Until he got so sick from drinking that he almost died, as we know can happen. Get alcohol poisoning. Right? V'lakach nakte v'lashon shchita. Why is it called shachte? Because shtiyas yayin nikra yedish hagaron. Malkom shchita. Right? Shachte. That he made him drink so much that he got sick. Right? That he got dangerously ill. Fine.
So the story doesn't make sense.
No, but he's saying that he forced him to drink.
He could have nursed him back to health.
Right? He's forced him to drink. He's dull, right? until he got better. Right? Not that he brought him back to life, but he nursed him back to health. But he helped him get better. Fine. He davened for him that he shouldn't die. That's how the Maharsha understands the story. But he still understands it as really it was a dangerous thing that happened because they were trying to fulfill this mitzvah.
Fine. That's different with what Zayir was saying,
that
we don't have another nace. Davening for somebody to get better is not a nace.
Okay, but how would you explain that? It's not a nace, but...
I got lucky once.
I'm going to do this again. I'm not going to, right? Let the bonus shalom. If I get davened for something to get better, I'm not going to put myself in a situation to force myself to have to be davened for again. Fine. So let's see what the Rishonim read this story. Read this, the bottom line here. Look at the Rambam in source number 4. Kate said, Chova Su'uda Zu. Very important. You're going to find that almost all of the Rishonim, almost all of them, will always define this mitzvah of drinking as attached to Su'uda. Right? There is no mitzvah to drink on Purim night, for example. There's no such thing. There's no chiyuv to drink. Even those who are going to talk about drinking, it's always going to be in the context of the mitzvah of Su'udas Purim. So the Rambam writes, Kate says, Chova Su'uda Zu, Sheyocha Basar, V'yitakin Su'uda Noe, Kefiyah Shetim Se'yado. It should be a beautiful meal with meat, etc. V'sho Se'yayin, Ashi Ishtaker, V'yeyrodein B'shichrus. And you should drink wine until you become drunk and you go to sleep from being that drunk. Right? Is that how you describe what the Rambam says? Yeah? You should be that drunk that you should fall asleep from being that drunk. That's what the Rambam seems to say. The Ran. Because says the Ram, source number 5. Because the Rabbeinu Ephraim Zal, Me'ahu Uvda, the Kam Rabbi Veshachel Reb Zera, Kidiyas B'Gemara, Idchile Memra Derava, Velo Shopir Dami Lameh Bar Hachi. Idchile, language of pushed aside. Right, what Rav said, because why do we have these two, this halacha and then a story, says the Rabbeinu Ephraim, I'll tell you exactly why. The halacha is what Rav said, and then we have a story of what happened. Why did he teach me that Rav was wrong? So Ben Ephraim, that's ridiculous. He says it's ridiculous. It's not true. You don't have to do this. In fact, you shouldn't do this.
Why wouldn't the Gemara have another opinion than following the story and then say, this rabbi says, no, we don't drink and
That's a fair gosh.
That usually happens.
That's the other side. The other response is, what do you mean? No one ever said, v'leis hilchasa kavase, as the Gemara says all the time, right? That Allah is not like him. It doesn't say that. So you could argue that the story comes to teach me that it was pushed aside, but we don't have anybody who gets up and says, Rava was wrong, or we pass him not like Rava.
Right.
It's a good point. Good. But that's what Ben Ephraim reads it. Right? And Velo Shopir Dami Lab, the Me'ah B'Hachi, you should not do what he says. Fine. Okay? So the Rambam seems to say, we do assume that the Gemara is, as you understood it, that the halacha is to continue to do this. The Ran quotes Ben Ephraim, absolutely not. Actually the opposite. It's the wrong thing to do. Okay? The Ravya, source number 6. Urperk Beis de Mechilton, the Gemara. What's their girsa? Amar Rabba, Mechai Vinish Misube, Livsum Nashe Adaloyada bin Araham Barach Mordechai, Vinira de Kohani Tzarech Le Mitzvah Ba'alma, Velol de Ikuv. So Rav Yehuda takes the middle ground, which is Mitzvah Ba'alma, it's good to do, but lo le Ikuv, meaning it does. If you don't do so, you haven't missed out. It's almost like a mitzvah kiyumis. You want to do it? Good. And you get a mitzvah if you do. If you don't do it, we're not going to, right? Mechayiv is not exactly chayiv. That's what he wants to say. Look at the Ma'ariel. So Ma'ariel says like this. Amar Rava chayiv inish l'msum v'puyat, etc. V'sha'alti espi Ma'ari segal. I asked for Ma'ari segal. Im kain, tzarech li'ishtakar b'yosi. You have to really get very drunk, it sounds like. Arahaman Baruch Mordechai is like very hard. Veheshiva lai dahachi perish. And he said, you know, this is what it means. The Baruch Mordechai v'Arahaman heim olim b'gematria b'shavah. Baruch Mordechai and Arahaman, if you do the math at home if you want. They have the same gematria. The same gematria, okay? U'bekal yistaker adam the toa l'chivon minyanam. A person not to know to say Baruch Mordechai, you know, Arahaman, that's you have to be pretty drunk not to be able to do that. That's how to do the math? Okay, so you have to be like not quite as... Right? You drink a little bit more than usual already, so the math is going to harder to do. Ve'amar shekein huva sefer aguda ve'amar ma'arash shekasev ba'avia ezri dafka mitzvah lebesume ve'lo chiyuve. So he also points out, now Avia Ezri says again, it's a mitzvah but not a chiyuv. Yeah.
Where did this whole thing come from about the knowing the that's the measurement?
Yeah, great question. We don't know. Where did Rava get that from? Yeah, we don't know. By the way, level of chiyuv, lechore can only be in chiyuv derabanan, right? All mitzvahs on Purim are midrabanan. They came after the Torah was given. But where does Rava get this mitzvah from? It's a good question because it's not really part of any of the things that we find in the Megillah. We find Matal Savionim, Mishloach Manos, Suda. The Gemara learns another place. So maybe it's part of the mitzvah of the Suda. But it's a good question. Like where exactly? What's the source of this requirement? And certainly, how do you get the shear of Arahaman Baruch Mordechai? We'll have to see. We can, you know, get a little better understanding as we move along. But it's a good question. It's a good question. Fine. The Bach in source number 9 also, you know, quotes this requirement, and he says it's got to be, you know, very significant, etc. And then he quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim, right? We said before, he says it's not really true. You're not supposed to do this. It's not really correct. It should be pushed aside. But he. He says at the end, same idea. It's a mitzvah, yeah, to do so, nice, but certainly not required. But take a look now in the Shulchan Aruch. Look at this in the Beis Yosef first, in source number 10. The Beis Yosef in source number 10 writes something, and this is you see some of the Rishonim, the Acharim talk like this. Kosev Baruch Haschayim, Chai Vinish the Besumei Bepuria, Lo Shishtakir Shet. Not to get drunk. It doesn't mean to get drunk. Why not? Shashikha Sisar Gomor, getting drunk? That's also to get drunk. That's, who gets drunk? Right, ve'elecha avera gadol mizu. Well, it's like not the biggest avera there is. Wow, there's some big averas.
Like talking short.
Getting drunk. Yeah, getting drunk. Ain't avera gadol mizu. Wow, like, it's a pretty serious thing to say. Why? This is probably what he means. Shu goreim legula arayos shvichos damim v'kam averas ulasan. Right, when people are not careful with their drinking, they can terrible things can happen. That we know is true. Right, that we know to be true. What?
That
is pleasure. Yeah, the Gemara tells you, right? Exactly, right? Yeah, Shrichas Dam in the Gemara, Gila Raz, for sure, we know Sota, right? That's why Sota and Nazar are put together, right? A person sees Sota Bikilkula, Yazar Atzvim Minayayin, people who drink and they're not careful, terrible things can happen. Ach, Sheyishte Yosem in Limudo Me'at. It doesn't mean to get super duper drunk, it means drink a little more than you're used to. How do you get that from the Gemara, though? What are you going to say with the Gemara?
Then Rav was a drunkard to start with. Okay,
they were already drinking a lot.
Right.
Or what would you say?
That's all it takes to not know the difference between Mordechai and Haman.
Okay. Or you could say that the Gemara, the talk of the story does. The story doesn't tell me that Rav is totally wrong, but maybe it tells us that Rav's shear was too big. Right? That story comes to teach me that's a little bit too intense. That's a little too much. You should do some, but it doesn't have to be over the top, right?
Are quoting the same shear.
What?
But other people are quoting this as the shear.
Your finding is Rishonim who take different avenues towards dealing with this, first of all, this requirement of rubber, which is very, this is not like a regular chiyuv. It's clear already, right? As you're sifting your way through this, right, you already see like, where does this come from? Where does this shear come from? What about the story that comes afterwards? There's a lot of things about it that make it much shakier than a regular mitzvah. What?
It's not a kazayas of matzah.
It's not a kazayas of matzah, correct. It's a much shakier type of chiyuv. And even you see many of the Rishonim say, well, it's like a mitzvah if you do it, but it's not a chiyuv, right? You're finding a lot of this like, okay, you know? And the Beis Yosef says, and the Beis Yosef now takes the biggest stand saying, it can't mean to get totally, you know, totally sloshed where you're going to do terrible things. That can't be, because that's aser. So it must be, it means a little more than you're used to. Right? A little more than you're used to. And by the way, we're going to see the Rama right now, who's going to take another pshan, our Haman Baruch Mordechai, which will be exactly, you know, will answer for some of this part of the Beis Yosef. Look at source number 11, which is the Shulchan Aruch. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, Chai Vinish the Besubi Puri Adol Yadam in our Haman Baruch Mordechai. So he just quotes it, the Beis Yosef himself, right, when he quotes this halacha, just quotes it straight up. He just quotes the Gemara. He doesn't say what he said himself in the Beis Yosef, right? The Beis Yosef and the Mechaber are the same person, right? Beis Yosef was his commentary on the tour, and then he went ahead to the Rav Sakara and he wrote the sefer called Shulchan Aruch. So what he says in the Beis Yosef on the tour, he then comes to the Shulchan Aruch and he just quotes the halacha, and he doesn't explain it at all. But then the Rama writes, "V'yesh omrim dein tzarach liyishtaka kokach." He says, some say, you don't have to do this. You drink a little bit more than you're used to, which is actually what the Beis Yosef himself had said, right? V'yashen, and then you should go to sleep. Why? What does going to sleep do? When you go to sleep, what's going to happen? When you're sleeping, you're not going to know the difference. So you ask me a question.
You just go to sleep, skip the drinking.
We don't find it. The Gemara doesn't say that.
Why do you give this vort on Aruch Haman and Baruch Mordechai? Just go to sleep. Just drink a little bit more, you'll be sleepy. What's the difference?
What do you mean? What's the difference between what?
I mean, just have a relaxing drink and
right.
go to sleep.
And go to sleep.
Just enjoy. This is Simchas Yom Tov.
That's what he's saying, basically. He's saying... The whole thing is like...
That have a lot to drink and still know the difference. Right. So I wouldn't try this at home.
You test yourself on Purim. Like, you see guys, you should like, they're like, you know...
He's almost saying that it's not a matter of a sheer to get to so that you don't know the difference. He's saying... that you have to be at that state where you don't know. So it's a whole different thing.
Some of the Achronim point out.
It's not a sheer of drinking.
Right. So, but the most important line, by the way, of the whole halachic part, is the next point, right? Ve'echad amar ve'echad amamit. Some do more, some do less. U'biovan she'echav al-nibul ha-shamayim. It's quoting a Mishnah, right? The most important thing is that we're doing things l'shem shamayim. If you do things l'shem shamayim, then you're going to be okay. When you're doing things not l'shem shamayim, that's when you're in trouble. I remember my... Someone that I know is recording. Someone that I know, he told me this story once, right? And it stuck with me forever. And I probably told you guys before this story. He had a person that he worked with. It's another adult. It's an adult person with another adult person. And it's a person that he worked with who was like, before Purim would be like so like jacked up and excited that Purim's coming. And like, I'm excited Purim's coming. Excited Purim's coming. But there was something about the excitement that like it schmecked of like immaturity. You know, and it was like, is this becoming like an excuse because you like want to get drunk and that's fun, or like is it right? And that's what he felt. Like, so he said, it made him feel so icky. This guy's like excitement because it wasn't like an Hashem Shemayim excitement. By the way, everyone, you know, not judging anybody, but he could feel it. You know, like it wasn't coming from the right place. You know, and I think that's what the Rama clearly is getting at. Right? Is that what? There's going to be a lot of places to go with this, right? And wherever you go, right? Wherever you go. There's plenty of studim to go in either direction. You can have Rishonim and Acharonim tell you, you have to go Shechus or Shalom, you got to be totally drunk. And you can have others who tell you, like the Rama says, like Rabbi Willig always says, he goes, I just drink a little extra wine, go to sleep, and finish. Don't do any more than that, not one sip more. Okay, so you're going to have people on both sides of the spectrum. And you have people in the middle, right, who drink more than they're used to, And they don't do anything crazy. Take a look at the Pre-Chadash just for a second, who says something I think so interesting. Source number 12. He's living in the 1600s, right? Mid to late 1600s. And he writes, look at the bottom two lines here, where he says, Umihu. So the Pre-Chadash writes, Umihu ata, shadoros mikukolim. Now that our generations are already mixed up. And he said that in the 1600s. Right? Imagine we would have said 2023. What the Rechadosh would have said about our door. Right? Roy Litfos Savaras Abin Ephraim Zal Vishalalishtos Elamaat Yosef Mamasha Murgal Biyamtiv. Ubadzeyo Tseya De Chavaso Kivan Shikivan Aso Lishamayim. Right? A person should do, he says, do like Abin Ephraim, a little more than you used to, don't do so much, because we're not able to do that. Why could the Shalay Kashal Chas Vishalam Bishum Mikra Ra? A person is not careful, they get themselves in trouble, it's going to be a disaster. And the Bir Halacha also says, kind of ask this question, like What does that mean? Right? Look at this Bira Halacha on source number 14. That's the mission, right? The Chafetz Chaim, when you wrote the Mishnah Berurah, so you wrote an expanded version of the Mishnah Berurah is the Bira Halacha. And source number 14, he writes, look where it says, Mikom Bakam at the end of the line, Mikom Bakam ain anu mitzuyin lishtaker ula hafchis atzmenu mitocha simcha. Right? We shouldn't get so drunk that we, lahafchis, we make ourselves pachot, make ourselves less and small, right? Because of that simcha. Shalonat stavinu al simcha shaholulus. The job of Purim is not to act like a moron and act silly and dumb. It's supposed to be simchas yontif, that it comes to a place of avas Hashem. And thanking the Baruch Hashem for the things that He did for us, right? This we're going to get to in a couple of minutes. Right? What is this really about? Right, because the whole nation would be through wine. Right, every single scene in the Megillah takes place with drinking. Almost every single scene. Right, that's the simple pshat. Right, that the reason this witness come from, it came from a zecher to the Nes Purim that happened. All of it in the context of Suda. Every single scene is a Suda with wine. That's the whole story. Right. Va'amnam, however, he writes, Hayodeya ba'atzmo she'izazel az v'mitzvah mina mitzvos mitzvah sedayim u'bracha b'yachah samaz, you won't be able to wash, you're not going to bench, or shlo yisvah mincha or marv, you're not going to be able to go to marv later because you're so drunk and you fall asleep, or she, you know, kalos rosh, or you're going to act like, you know, you're going to act silly, mutav shalol lishtaker v'chamayis avil shem shemayim, same thing. You're going to find yourself violating halachos. That doesn't really make any sense. Except that the Rav Kook, and source number 15 says, actually, what are you talking about? Cook is an amazing Rav Kook. Rav Kook writes, in source number 15, he basically says, I don't understand. He says, it's a mitzvah to drink. So then you're always like a mitzvah, patur min a mitzvah. He says, if it's a mitzvah to drink, it's to Rav Kook. This is not like, you know. Rav Kook goes, I don't understand. He goes, if a person is fulfilling the mitzvah of drinking on Purim, and they get drunk, and they can't daven ma'ariv, what do you want from me? You're mechayev me in the mitzvah. Right? Mechayim in the mitzvah.
You're not taking part in the mitzvah of drinking anymore. Now you're drunk as an after effect.
Okay, but you're doing your osik v'mitzvah. Mamish.
Osik the derabbanan?
Mar was probably only the derabbanan, right? But yeah, you violate your derabbanan, that's a good point. But he actually says you're onus. Or you could be onus. So this is fascinating. Like, that's not like one of the things you expect to hear of Cook.
Brilliant
comment. To hear of Cook say, right? So that's one that guys like to grab onto, right? Oh, yeah, okay, good. Right? So fine. But I'm pretty sure that Rav Kook was Ubiovad Sheikh Havim Libo Lashamayim. And I mean, Rav Kook was not, you know, dancing on cars on Purim Lachor. Fine. So what happens to Lach LaMaisa? Like I said, like you're basically fine no matter what you do. Rav Schechter has said it doesn't even literally mean to fall asleep. It just means drink so that you could fall asleep. And if you go to sleep that night, you're already yotze. And you drink a little more than you used to, and then you're really yotze the mitzvah. Rabbi Willick thinks you have to sleep on Purim. So Rabbi Willick actually tells people to if you have a lunch or whatever, at some point during Purim, to drink a revius of yayin and take a nap.
Did he not have children?
I heard other poskim heard say you can even fall asleep just for a minute, and that's enough. Your yotze to be yotze the mitzvah is not hard. Yotze the mitzvah. That's the easy part. Yotze the mitzvah. You sing at the Suda's Purim. You have a little drink of wine. Everyone, you know, according to many poskim, you're totally fine. The other poskim you saw said it's a daven lechiyev, just a mitzvah ba'alma. It's a mitzvah to do so, but it's not a lechiyev. So in terms of the halachic question of being yotze, you know, echan amar bevecha amami v'vayach yechav libo shamayim really is the, to me, that's the real point here.
Right, in terms of the mitzvah. Some people don't realize this. Everything that's spoken about is wine. It's right. not about liquor, not about any of that.
Wine, because that's the mitzvah. Because that's the story.
Right.
But I think that what to me is maybe more, not maybe, what's more important, and I think this is what we lose sometimes, and that's why I think it's so important that, you know, it's important that we learn about Hechos Pesach, and it's important that we learn Hechos Sukkos, and whatever the halachos of every chag it is. But it's like it's particularly important that we learn a little bit about what Purim is all about. Because Purim there's such an easy way for Purim to just like come and go. And we don't always, Purim in yeshivas is very exciting. Purim in, you know, you know, adult life sometimes just can become, you know, very like it becomes for kids, and kids dress up, and we give talchmanis, and we just kind of like mail it in a little bit, you know, like perm pseudo, we get around, we have a meal, and whatever, and like we never really appreciate the power of what perm is all about. And I want to turn your attention for a second to the Rambam here and a little piece in the Papa Yitzchak. If you flip the page, you go to source number 17, is that what it is? The Rambam, 18 and 19. So I want to show you a piece in the Papa Yitzchak, which I think Papa Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Huttner, wrote, you know, beautiful, beautiful pieces on many, many of the Yom Tovim, but the ones on Purim are particularly beautiful and meaningful. And he talks about what Purim is all about, and he reflects on one specific thing that the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes, if you look at the Rambam, Hilchos Megillah V'Chanukah. So he writes, Kol Sifrei HaNeviim V'Chol HaKesuvim Asidim Dibata. Everything that the Sifrei Neviim, in the Neviim and all that's in Ksuvim, will eventually become Bata, in the Mos HaMashiach. Okay? The Ravid, you'll see down in the bottom here, the Ravid is furious at the Rambam for saying such a thing. He's furious at him. That's what he writes. Chutz Mi Megillas Esther. Except for Megillas Esther. Wild. All of the Torah, all of Nach will be gone. It'll have no value in a certain sense, except for Megillas Esther, because it'll stay like Chamisha Chum Shetor. Ugehilchos Shel Torah Shabal Peh Sheina Betein Laolam, like the Halachos of Torah Shabal Peh, which is never Batal. Vafal Pisha Kozi Karon Hatzaros Yivatal. Even though the remembrance of all the tzaros will become Batal to the Most Mashiach, Nishkechu, because the pasuk says, Ki Nishkechu Hatzaros Harishonos V'Chinistru Meinai. Yemeha Purim lo yevalu, but Purim will never be nisvalu. Meaning, the Navi, as we know, is not such great stories. The Navi is a story of the challenges of Klal Yisrael, the bad things that happened to us, and it was hard, etc. The Chorban, etc. The story of Purim, that will never be forgotten. Shneamar, because it says in the Megillah of Yemeha Purim Eila lo yavru b'tocha Yehudim v'zichram lo yosuf mizaram. Right, that's going to stay forever. Simple pshat in that pasuk is. It remains. The day of Purim remains as like a central day for us. That's a simple pshat. But the Rambam says it means that all of Neviim and Ksuvim will be nispatel except for Purim, except for Ezra.
Is that kind of self-fulfilling? Like taking it at its own word that it's going to stay forever?
Okay, okay. So the question is, why? What does that mean? Why is Purim the only piece of like post-Chamishei Chumashei Torah that remains? Okay? So Huttner, in source number 19, yeah, I brought for you two pieces from the Bachi Yitzchak, we have enough time, so we'll get through it. But he says like this: V'zichram lo Yosef mizaram. I feel b'zman shekol ha'moadim yispatlu, and this is, it goes even further. Right, some are of the opinion that in the times of Yemos Mashiach, all of the Yom Tovim will be nispatlu. You won't have other Yom Tovim except for Purim. It's wild. Why would that be? Shenamar v'zichem lo Yosef mizara. Mehalach ha'inyonim b'derech zeh. I'll explain to you what this is all about, he says. And he tells a mashal. Mashal shnei b'nei adam shenitztav v'lahakir anashim b'alad. The two people, their job is, you have to be able to recognize people in the middle of the night. Okay. Ha'echa, so how are you going to recognize someone in the middle of the night?
Turn on the light.
Voice or?
Turn on the light.
Or a light. Ah, good. So what are you going to do? So what happens? Ha'echad hilik ner. One of them lights a candle. There's a lantern. V'hibi b'fnei anashim. He looks at them. Lor haner. B'kli laki or p'neyem. Right? I want to see somebody. I turn on the light. La sheni lo hayaner. The second person didn't have a candle. U'mekevin shahayim mukhrach la hakir es hanashim. And Sifi needed to recognize who people were. Imein es atzmo la hakiram b'tfias ina dekala. Instead, what did he do? He got better at listening to voices. I was davening mincha today, and I heard a voice behind me, and I was like, I know that voice. And it was one of the Hasidic guys who comes to collect money from me. Sitting in my house. He's a wonderful guy. So I just heard his name. I knew who he was before even turning around, right? So sometimes you know a voice. You know, you recognize a voice. Okay? That got a very unique voice. That's why I knew it was. But right? So what happened? Vinim sel in an abrios. Right? Sorry. Habriros vabihiros. You might think, in terms of recognizing someone, what's better? The first guy, the guy with the light. Right? That's much better than the second guy, the guy who recognizes voices. Seeing someone with your eyes, right? Seeing is believing. Seeing is much better, right? Aval, he says. Le'umasos, on the other hand. Yesh la sheni adifos ala rishon. There's also an advantage the second one has from the first. The voice guy. Shehu siga la'atzmo ki sharon chadash. Shehakshava la'kolos meilam. What did he do, this guy? Right? He now created for himself a new expertise. Right? He now knows how to do something that other people don't know how to do. He knows how to listen. V'arishon ha'shen yishtamish be'er. There, the guy who uses the lights, right? Chaser lo kisharon zeh. Shal karai de choshem. The guy doesn't have that. V'nimsa, da'achakach, l'chashiyah le'amud ha'shachar. The next, in the morning, v'arishon yachab esneiro. The first one's going to put out his light. D'shraga b'tihara mayahani. Well, who needs a light in him during the middle of the day? Kol ha'kocho shenitna lo avodoso b'layla lo'or ha'ner miyutarim himachshos. Now, what does the guy, now that's light out, what does the guy with the ner have? Nothing. He has nothing. What does he have? Nothing. He has nothing. You might say, who cares? Like, he doesn't need to see people. Fine. But mikomakom, right? Aval umasos, hasheni nihida achshav gam humakir es hanesh. The second guy, even though now we can see people, mikomakom kochos hashmiya v'akshava shiyatz yitzra bo avodaso b'choshech la'olam nisharim kinyan b'nafshi. This guy is going to keep now this koach of being able to hear people's voices and recognize them by hearing. So like, you're like, what is he talking about here? Okay, but this is what he says. So amazing. So he says like this. Vine. Bishnasa b'shana miuberis. If you're going to a leap year, right? Usually a leap year, what happens? Koranis and Megillah by other shades. It's a big conversation in the Gemara. Which one, which other should we use for Purim? The first Adar or the second Adar? On the one hand, we want to do the Makdim LeMitzvos. Do that one first. On the other hand, what's the other side? The other side is, we want to put the Geulos together. Right? We want to make a Smichos between the Geulos Purim and the Geulos Mitzrayim. The time we assume the Samchin and Geulos Purim, the Geulos Mitzrayim, Va'alinu Ladas, Ki Geshem She Geulos Mitzrayim Yesh La Anochi Mishala. The Geulos Mitzrayim has an Anochi. What's the Anochi of leaving Mitzrayim? Anochi Hashem Lokecha, Asher Yitzitzich, Amer Tzemekum. You saw the Ribono Shalom. Right, b'chvodo v'atzmo, who took us out of Egypt. Okay. Kamochen yesh la gam legulas purim, anochi mishala. The gula of purim also has its own anochi. What's its anochi? Anochi haster aster. Hashem says, I'm going to hide my face. Klomar, shtei drachim yesh la lekenesis yisrael lahakir es anochi. There's two ways to find Ribono Shalom. Ayidei gulas mitzrayim, v'od ayidei gulas purim. You can find Hashem through Mitzrayim, or find Hashem through Purim. And which one's easier and which one's harder?
Obviously, you're saying it's harder on Purim.
Right. The Geulah of Mitzrayim is easy. The Ribono Shalom shows up. He announces himself with hail and with blood and with frogs and with, right?
Why is Purim more compelling than Hanukkah?
Okay. But Purim comes first.
Right.
But you're right. It's a good
point. Everything else.
Okay. But Hanukkah, nothing really. We can talk about that. That's a good question. We can talk about that. But he wants to argue the gulos of Purim, right, is different, right? Ha'karash shekenes yisrael makiras anochi aydei yitzias mitzrayim. He dugmas ha'adam ha'makiras chaver be'ez zakliya or. Shinita, the guy, that's the guy with the candle, right? V'ilu ha'karash shekenes yisrael makiras anochi aydei gulo dehester astir. He dugmas ha'karash ha'adam makir chaver aydei shiyuma lamad es atzmo la'akiro be'ezres chush. Acher, Nevada Choshevi, right? The ability to see the Ribono Shalom when you have the light, that's not just a big chiddush. That's much easier. To find Ribono Shalom when he is hidden, when you have to use your other senses, right, to find him, that's a very different thing, right? Look, if you skip down where it says Vilachain, towards the end of the lines, like five lines in the bottom of that paragraph, Vilachain. What's going to happen when the Ribono Shalom, when Mashiach comes? So the Navi says, we're going to recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. We're going to say he's the Anochi that what? That brought the Mashiach. And what's going to happen to Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim, that's old news. Who cares anymore? We have Mashiach. So what's going to happen? Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's old. All those things are old. Those things are going to go away. Right? Because we now have the lights turned on. Right? And the Ribono Shalom, right, is there. So remembering him and seeing him with my flashlight, so that's like a nothing. Right?
I mean,
what's going to happen? Just hold on. But he says, So all the more than there's zechis in Mitzrayim, lechshiyava yom hashetia gula sida ikem gulas Mitzrayim tafil hariyesh v'chama saimon. I don't need it anymore. Gam kol moadim iskalu be'or hashemesh shel gula. I'm not going to need them anymore. El dekol zehu b'shar moadim diyesodem hu ha'or shel gulas Mitzrayim. Avag gula depurim asher al yada kinesis Yisrael limda es atzmo lahakir es anochi gam b'choshech u'behester. But the yesod of purim that we found in Ribono Shel Olam even when he was hiding from us. That's something, that's a value that we keep with us. Even when Mashiach comes. Because there's going to be a value in the fact that we were able to remember. So you know what? I remember when I found Ribono Shel Olam even when I couldn't, even when he wasn't around. Remember when we stuck it out and we went after him and we tried and we looked and we put ourselves in difficult situations and we were moser nefesh to find a Kadosh Baruch Hu even when it was hard to see him? That's something that we can take with us. And that's something that we will treasure and value, even being Moshe Mashiach. And therefore, he wants to say, that's why, when it comes time for your Moshe Mashiach, Mitzrayim, those things go away. But Purim, the value, the opportunity, and the courage of a Klal Yisrael to stay with your Ribono Shel Olam, even in the darkness, that's a very different thing. And he says, this last point, he says, V'nim tzayesh shnei mine ha'aros, two different ways. Types of light. Sometimes I find Hashem when it's light, but the other one is when I find Hashem in the darkness. And that's a very different type of value and a very different type of finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one that is treasured by us and by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a very different way. What are you going to say?
Well, I mean, I have a couple of difficulties here.
Yeah.
We're saying Yetzias Mitzrayim was the foundation. And you could say it's the foundation for everything. Then you could say, why not Har Sinai? Why didn't we say, you know what, Har Sinai is the next big thing, so let's forget about Yetzias Mitzrayim, make that the foundation.
Okay.
So we're saying we're forgetting about Yetzias Mitzrayim because Mashiach comes, and
right.
Why don't we forget about it, Matan Torah? I mean, that would be another big miracle that.
Because we need to continue to keep. First of all, I don't know anything about Mashiach. I'm just telling you what
right, I'm just saying. In terms of
presumably, what he's going to say is that we needed to continue. The Yetzias Mitzrayim every year, that's continued to be the foundation of Emunah, right? It's the foundation of there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu who created the world. Har Sinai is a different value. That's the value of a Kadosh Baruch Hu who gave us the Torah and tells us how to live our lives. They're two different things. It's not just that it was a nace. Each one brings its own value for us to keep with us, and that's why every year we have Pesach to mechazik that Emunah. But at a certain point, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu shows himself to us, and every day and the entire world recognizes a Kadosh Baruch Hu, presumably the argument is, you could have said, you'd still keep it. I could have heard that also. But the argument of we won't need it anymore, fine, you want to make that argument, the question then becomes, so why keep Purim? So he's just making this point that if you're going to argue that Yetzias Mitzrayim goes away, why does Purim remain? Because Purim reflects that value of a person digging deep and finding the Kadosh Baruch Hu even when he's hard to find.
Right.
Which is exactly what Purim is all
and
about.
Just to the last thing, yeah. Which is like Hashem
B'choshech.
Yeah. Or it kind of goes against the previous example where someone finding something in the dark is easier. You know, if you're sitting in the light.
No, it's not easier, it's harder.
Right, sitting in the light with a candle, that the candle is worthless now. So
right.
Like, the light during the day is harder to see because there's light everywhere. I would think that it doesn't really work as well in terms of drawing it.
Right, but his point is that Kesheba Choshech Hashem orli, that if I'm in the darkness and I find the Kadosh Baruch Hu, right, Hashem is my light.
Not that Hashem is not that he found him, not giving him his light.
It's okay. Hashem is right. Yeah, Hashem is okay. The front light, right? Exactly. So, and this is really what, you know, this is one of the main messages of Purim, right? Purim as a day of costumes. Why is Purim a day of costumes?
Because
Hashem hid himself. It's also a day of costumes because we always hide ourselves. Right? A lot of the Svarim talk about the day of Purim as a day of costumes because we constantly feel this like this. We're inhibited. We don't want to like totally show who we really are. We're embarrassed. We feel like we have to fit in. We feel like right. All these kinds of reasons why we don't find the Ribono Shel Olam, right? In ourselves at times, because we feel inhibited, right? And the costume on Purim, one of the reasons I have, you know, I have a very special affinity towards costumes on Purim. But like, I have that feeling almost, you put on a costume, like wearing sunglasses, wearing a mask, it's like you can be who you want to be. And it's almost like, not that you want to be like, whatever, kids want to be LeBron James, kids want to be, whatever it is, but like, it's the opposite. It's almost that like, we're always putting something on, right? We wear whatever costume we're supposed to wear every single day. And the ability to kind of find that deepness in ourselves is sometimes lost. We feel like forced or stuck. and wearing costumes on Purim is like this sense of like, I don't have to be stuck, it can just be me. And l'chora, that's also part of the pshat, of the message of wine, right? Nechnas yayin v'yatza soda. A person drinks a little bit, they get disinhibited. And they do that to relax. I'm not, again, you talk about you like drinking, you don't like drinking in general. That's whatever it is. I'm just talking about the symbol, right? Is, I think, a similar thing. We so often, we feel like I can't just be me. And I can't think about what I really care about, or the things that really matter to me. And when a person drinks a little bit, what happens? They become a little disinhibited. They don't care as much what people think. They don't care much what everyone else is doing or not doing. And I can like just be myself. Again, if it gets to a point where a person acts ridiculous and does dumb things and violates averos, so obviously that's the post-com, that's the Rishon and Tzemach telling us. That's ridiculous, right? And a person has to know themselves. If they're gonna decide to drink, to do so in a way that just taps into that piece. But the messaging of drinking on Purim, as opposed to all the rest of the year when we're not told to ever do that at all, it's not to have like reviews of yayin, that's it. You know, is because again this piece of being able to sort of tap into this piece of myself that's hidden, the piece of the Ribbono Shel Olam that's hidden from me, that piece that I have a trouble maybe sometimes finding throughout the year, and that Purim gives me license in a certain sense to go find it. The Siva Shalom writes, he says that Rabba say Chayiv Inish LeBesumei BePuria. So we read the simple pshat is a person has to get drunk on the day of Purim. He says no. Chayiv Inish LeBesumei BePuria. A person should get drunk with the messages of Purim. Right, we should take the message of Purim, the message of the world is not random, the world is not determined by lots, it's not determined by things that we think are controlling us, but it's actually controlled by the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that Ribbono Shel Olam is with me, even k'sheyeh b'choshech Hashem orli, that Hashem's around even when it's dark. And that when we have that ability to tap into that, then Purim becomes a Yom Tov that's maybe in certain ways, right, the greatest, and stays around. But
as he explained the story of killing the other guy.
Okay, so he says a drush. He's saying a drush. But yeah, but it comes to that point where a person, look, that's the extreme disinhibition, which I think maybe is the warning that it's a fine line, right? A person, even if a person wants to make use of that, everything's it's dangerous. You have to be careful with it. Maybe that's the point of the Gemara, to say, yeah, there's a certain value there, but only ad kam lo yoser, not more than that. And a person takes a difference. And I think when people abuse it, it then gives, like anything else, it gives the whole concept a bad name, right? When it gets abused and used to, you know, like I was talking in this story before. So then what are we doing? Then we're just using it as an excuse to ask like an idiot. I think then we're missing the whole point. That's not what it's about. All any experience I had with any my rebbeim, with Talmid Chachamim, who drank at all, some didn't drink and some who did, all did with a yeshiva das and a calmness and a singing and divrei Torah and a mine.
I didn't have that
ratio. So, okay, so I would mine. So, like, a certain calmness, not a craziness. It becomes a craziness and acting nuts and acting crazy. It becomes a chilashah. But to be done in a way, again, the person decides not to drink at all, also fine. But whatever it is, you know, to find a place to kiyashay b'choshech Hashem orli and to do, you know, echad amar v'echad amav v'vachyach ben libo shamayim, I think that's really the goal. And whatever a person does to tap into that message and that yisod of what a Purim can really be, I think then can allow the day not to be a kid's day, but can allow it to be that is very, very meaningful for all of us. Okay.
One last thing.